God, that I met in Bethel. Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 to 16. Today's words come from Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 to 16. As he slept, he dreamed of stairway that marched from the earth up to heaven. And he saw the angels of God going up and down the stairway. At the top of the stairway stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather Abraham, and the God of your father, Isaac. The ground you are lying on belongs to you. I am giving it to you and your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth. They will spread out in all directions to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. What's more, I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. One day I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I wasn't even aware of it. For anyone, meeting someone and getting acquainted with someone is important. Depends on who we meet and what we meet, we get completely different ideas and views on the world. So when we live lives, having three good relationships is considered as true grace and blessing. Firstly, we need to meet good people. When a person is born, that person meets parents, friends and neighbors. That person belongs in a community and society and starts to form relationships. When a child has good parents, it has been said that child gets ahead of others by 10 years. But in some instances, it is not only 10 years that a child is ahead of others, but for entire lifetime. Patients meeting with doctors, students meeting with teachers, females and males meeting with spouses and meeting good work colleagues are all the grace and blessings. One more thing is that we also need to have good timing. Some great figures had met a bad timing, and could not shine and stand out as these people should have been. There are lots of these great figures in history that had been forgotten. In the same way, the farmers have worked so hard to cultivate the land for an entire year, but this year it had been so successful in cabbage and radish farm work, they could not even afford paying for the workers for the amount of the farm work involved in these. Because simply the amount of work that had to be done was huge, the farmers could not manage its workload. So they could not harvest their produces on time, and they are just plowing down their goods on the field. I think it is a very upsetting story. When it is successful, it is a problem, and also, when it is not successful, it is a problem. We need to have good timing. Depends on the timing, God needs to give rain appropriately and the heaven needs to help us. The other thing is our meeting with God. This is a relationship for a living life and a source of blessings. When we meet God, a child of Satan becomes a child of God, a crying person finds laughter again, an ill person recovers health, and a failed person gets up again. Even when a bad person meets God, from that point onwards, a way of life that a bad person used to live completely changes and the personal values, ideas and views of the world also change. That is a blessing of having good relationship. Today's Bible passages show the incident of Jacob and his meeting with God in Bethel. Bethel means a house of God. After Jacob had met God in Bethel, his values about life, ideas and views of the world completely changed. After he took the privileges and rights of the firstborn from Esau, because his brother tried to kill him, he left his hometown. While he was fleeing away to Haran where his uncle lived, on the way there it got dark. There was nothing on the field around him, and because it was dark at night, he felt scared and was worried. With his tired body, he looked for God. He fell asleep with a stone as his pillow. But God did not leave Jacob alone, who was tired and weary. God appeared in his dream that night. The ladder came down from the heaven, and angels of God were coming down and going up, and on the top of the ladder, God said to him that I am God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of you, Jacob. In verse 15, God said, What's more, I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. One day I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised you. That was God that promised these to Jacob. When Jacob woke up, it was a dream. He had met God in his dream. He was really glad. That place was Bethel, a house of God. Where God is, that is a house of God. Jacob was really glad, so he placed the stone up that he used as a pillow, and in tears he promised two things to God. First thing that Jacob promised God was that he will build a church. It shows how important a church is. Because an owner of the church is God. The other thing that Jacob promised God was he will surely give one-tenth of what he earned to God. That was a promise to give tithes. We can see that the blessing of God starts from tithes. When Jacob promised these two things, he left Bethel. Later, God blessed Jacob as he promised. Through these words, we get to realize how important meeting is to us in our lives. True grace, change and blessings start from meetings. Who we meet and what we meet are very important. Especially a meeting with God was a turning point in life. In other words, it was a point that a person's life completely changed, like for Jacob. Jacob that had met God found peace, found dream, and he was comforted and received promises of God. Real Christians that had met God do not conform to this world, and do not get dragged by the changes of the secular world. We can see that the real Christians initiate and led the changes of the world. Real Christians do not look for a good workplace, and wander around to find good workplace to work for. But in the other way, Christians would go into that place, and because of these Christians, these workplaces would change to be good workplaces. A person of God does not get into the land of blessings, but other way, because you are getting into that place, that land changes to be a land of blessings. In the Bible, Joseph was like that. When Joseph went to the land of Egypt, because of Joseph, people in Egypt also got blessed. In our today's Bible passage as well, because of Jacob, Uncle Laban also received blessings. These are special rights and privileges of being children of God. Children of God do not follow the pattern of the world, but influence the world. Presence of children of God becomes blessings. Giving blessings to the children so that the children get to prosper and do well and be well, it is a father's heart. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 9, from this passage, we can get to know the father's heart. It says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? It is a father's heart that wants to give the very best to the children. God wants to give blessings to his children like a father's heart. The problem is, we tend to love blessings, but do not love blessings and love God that gives blessings. Through meeting God in the dream, Jacob saw God giving him three kinds of blessings. Jacob was tired and had no energy left in Bethel, but he saw God permitting him to have the blessings. Do you also feel that living a life is tired? And you have no energy left to go on? Like Jacob in today's passage, I hope you will meet God, and will get up with the new power and energy coming from God. Let's have a look at verse 12. Let's have a read. The verse 12 says, "As he slept, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from the earth up to heaven. And he saw the angels of God going up and down the stairway." In the time of Old Testament, God used dream a lot as a tool to show the will of God and his intentions to people. Jacob as well saw the stairway that God had placed down in this dream. As in verse 12, a stairway acts like a bridge between Jacob and God. So stairway was like a tunnel that enabled Jacob to communicate with God spiritually. That was an active communication channel that linked God and Jacob, and that linked the heaven and the land. Having a continuous and ongoing relationship with God is a blessing. A stairway appeared to Jacob, that was tired and depressed. So it means God has appeared in front of Jacob and connected the relationship with him. When I was young, when I lived in a country town, I remember using a ladder when I tried to go to the places that were placed higher than me. I remember using the ladder in my childhood and the memories are so vivid. A ladder, a stairway, helps us to go up to places that are high and helps us to go down to places that are low. It acts like a bridge, links the two different places. We need to have spiritual communication with God always, like a ladder and like a stairway example. When Jacob recovered to have the communication channel back again with God, he realized the grace of God that he has never felt before in his hometown Beersheba. He recovered his thankfulness for God and regained joy. That is all because he had met God. Relationship with God should be like having a spiritual ladder, a stairway, which is connected to God. Also, a stairway, a ladder means a spiritual recovery. In the later part of verse 12, it talks about this. When Jacob recovered his relationship with God, angels of God went up and down the stairway. We can see that these angels had relationship with God, communicated with God. But we need to pay close attention to the order. The Bible was written down with its special intention and purpose. Firstly, it said, going up and down. Normally the order is like from top to the bottom, but why has this order been changed? No, this is a key to God's blessings. Relationship with God is firstly going up and then down. That's the order. When people ask God for what they desire, when people pray and give to God what they had committed to God, God receives and gives blessings down to people, multiplied by 30 times, 60 times and 100 times. He gives blessings down to His people. Therefore, we need to give something to God rather than not having anything for God. We need to have faith, so the history gets rewritten again, and we need to have prayers, so that the answers come true. When we have sown something, we get to reap something. Therefore we need to have faith, spiritual relationship with God. In front of God, we need to have faith, prayers and something that we have sown for God. Like the way the angels of God went up and down again, when we give something up to God, and then God will give something down to us. So the Christian life starts with giving something up. Give our prayers up to God, lift our voices unto the Lord, praise and worship God, and commit our ministry and all the work for God unto the Lord, up to the Lord. When we do not pray, how would the answers come down to us? When we did not offer our faith up to God, how would the active miracles from God appear in our lives? When we did not sow anything, how would we be able to reap the harvest? When we give our faith and spiritual relationship unto God, up to God, He receives and gives down to us more than the things that we have given Him. Going up and down, use this key well. Whatever it is, we need to know that having the right priority is important. When we pray to God, that if God gives health, blessings, then I will serve you, when you give ability, I will serve you, we say these things a lot. But it is a wrong confession. We need to realize the blessings that God has already given us. After when we realize it, show faith, offer prayers, thanksgiving and worship God, God receives and gives grace back to us. I hope and pray that you will continuously have active, alive spiritual communication with God, that is active like angels of God went up and down the stairway from the heaven. Let's have a look at verse 13. Verse 13 it says, at the top of the stairway stood the Lord, and He said, I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather, Abraham, and the God of your father, Isaac. The ground you are lying on belongs to you. I am giving it to you and your descendants. God appeared to Jacob as God of his ancestors. In the Bible, God called himself as God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob and gave ministry, a work to do for God, when God was about to carry out his great will, and when he was about to do great things, he called himself as this. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, 2. God said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I am the God of Abraham. This means, if you live like the way that Abraham lived, and then I will give you the blessings that I have given to Abraham. Then we need to know what kind of person Abraham was. He was a person of faith. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 16, it says, after 4 generations your descendants will return here to this land, for the sins of the Amorites do not yet warrant their destruction. God saw the faith of Abraham and regarded him highly. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, so Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. When Abram was asked to leave his hometown, he followed the word of Jehovah. When he was asked to get Ishmael out, without hesitation, he made Ishmael leave. Also, when he was asked to give Isaac, without reason, he gave Isaac in Mount Moriah. From these, we can see solid and complete faith of Abram. God promises us that if we live the way that Abram lived, then God will give blessings to us, in the same way that God has blessed Abram. That is the God of Abraham. Also, God is the God of Isaac. Isaac was a person that was obedient to God. Isaac was so obedient he was not afraid to die because of God according to the will of God. At that time, the age of the father was 125 years old and Isaac's age was 25. When the father insisted that he will give him as a sacrifice, he did not resist at all. He did not use worldly tricks, he obeyed to God, and was willing to be given to God, as a sacrifice, if it was the will of God, and Isaac is also a model of a Christian. It indicates that like Isaac, as the way he lived, God is the God of Isaac. It shows God is the God of a person who obeys the will of God. I hope and pray that you will live a life of faith, like Abraham's, and also long to live a life of obedience, like Isaac's. This is a key to receive blessings. God has promised 2 blessings to Jacob in his dream. In verse 15, it says, what's more, I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. One day I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised you. God's promise is important. God does not say what he does not mean. He does not lie to us. He is God that keeps to his promises. He has promised us that he will be with us. This is an immanent faith. Wherever you go, I will bring you back to this land. This is a promise that he will be with us, together. The more important thing than what I do and where I go is that God is with me. Rather than what kind of job I have and what kind of business I run, a promise that God is with me wherever I go, wherever I am, is more important. I pray that in your life, wherever you go, every step you take, your life will be a life of Immanuel, like Jacob's. The other thing is a promise that God will not leave us. God that appeared in the dream has promised that he will not leave Jacob alone and will protect him. That is a promise that he will protect the way he takes and will take care of him. What is bigger grace than a promise like this? I will share a short story with you to illustrate this point. One day, the father made a child to stay a night in a deep forest, to make that child to have a stronger heart. As the time passed by, it got darker and from everywhere there were roaring sounds of animals. At that moment, a dangerous animal was approaching nearer to that child. That child felt so scared, and did not know what to do. When that animal got closer to that child, he heard a sound of a bullet shooting from a gun. That animal that approached that child collapsed and he saw his father. The father said to the son, my son, I have been watching you and protecting you all night. That father left that child among the trees in the forest and behind the trees, he had been hiding and watching him all night. That's right. God does not leave us alone, to make us feel lonely and scared. He is the God of Immanuel and like eyes, he keeps us safe all the time. We need to know this. This is a promise that he will be responsible for the ways of lonely Jacob in his life. What bigger grace is out there than this? This is love of God and blessings. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, he does not leave you alone. He is with you when you feel left out, when you feel lonely, and when you are in danger, he is beside you. When you are tired and weary, when the life is hard, even, he is right beside you. God that Jacob met in Bethel, is your God. That same God always is behind you, behind your shoulders and protects you all the time with his eyes. When you trust him, when you depend on him, rely on him, even when life is hard and difficult, you will be raised up again. I bless you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, that you will be able to stand up again with the power of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.